Hello everyone, hello, this is Fresh on Radio and Kaoni and Fresh on Radio, and today is the 24th of December, which means it's gonna be Christmas tomorrow. How are you feeling today? How are you spending your day today? Me, of course, yeah, I'm speaking on the radio show, and I love to talk about, like, you know, my past Christmas days, but then today is, well, like, you know, already it's December, so 2015 is going to be over soon, so I am kind of like trying to remind what have I done this year and then what I should do next year. But my like last few months was like really busy, and then I didn't have much time to think about these things, so kind of like, you know, I just need to chill out now first, then relax and then listen to music, and I want to go to cinemas a lot, and then maybe I'm not going to do anything on Christmas Day because 25th of December is my mother's and my older brother's birthday, so I think I'm going to walk a bit, and then I'm thinking to take my mom for dinner or something. I don't know, maybe, but I have to take care of my dad as well, so maybe we go together, or I just take my mom only for the dinner. I don't know. Well, anyway, so this is it, the last radio show, Flash and Radio show for this year, and so which means that we don't have a radio show next week, and I'm quite, how to say, excited to talk, but I don't know what to talk. But, well, obviously, like, as I told you, like, I'm going to talk about my past Christmas days, but I should talk something more, like a special thing, like what I've done this year, but, you know, maybe later. I don't know. Anyway. So, okay, but before that, this is a very important announcement about Monchika's woman whole gig in this Saturday, so 26th of December, she's going to have a huge gig, and I've already talked about that so many times on this radio show, so some people already know that, but in case, I need to just, you know, play this song again. So this song is called Kosenkyo from Monchika. Enjoy it!
相模線が通る旅線も秋の夏草のように騒めくけれど、この電車に乗って会いには行かない、どんなになびいて飛ばされそう、
listening to Fashion Radio, and that was Monchika with Kosenkyo. Sorry guys, this is gonna be my monologue again, so I needed to introduce my recent favorite song in the opening, but I just forgot, but I'm gonna introduce it now. And then the song is called Lighthouse from the album called Signals from Mallory Knox. It's really difficult for me to pronounce that, but Mallory Knox, yeah, from Cambridge. They released this album in 2013, so 2 years ago. And then recently, I always say, I listen to BBC Radio 1 almost every day. So, recently, I get new information, new music information from that radio show. And then one day I heard the song called Ghosts in the Mirror from them, and I really liked it. So I checked them, and then I found this Lighthouse, the song. And then, yeah, so maybe, you know, if I introduce this song, then some people will like it too. So yeah, I just did it. So if you are interested in this song, and I'm gonna put the link on the subscription, so please just check it later. So now, I'm gonna talk about my Christmas days. Well, in Japan, Christmas is not Christmas. It's a huge event also, of course, but it's a Valentine's Day for you guys, so which means usually lovers spend a day together. But in Japan, 24th is more important for them than 25th. So Christmas is a huge event, and then all restaurant and shop and try to get customers and people. But for normal people, consumers, it's just event. You go out with your friends, or most of people say they want to go out with a date with their lovers. But if you don't have anyone, if you don't have boyfriend or girlfriend, obviously you're gonna just walk or stay with family or go out with friends. So for me, let's say I spend some Christmas days with my boyfriends, ex-boyfriends in the past, but then this year I think I am going to walk a bit. But as I say, like, that's my mother's birthday, so I'm going to spend my, like, dinner with my family, I think. I just want to go out with my mom, but I don't think I can get a time for that, so maybe I'm going to just cook something for my family and then spend like that. It's like, you know, a lovely time with my parents, I think. I don't know. But anyway, as I said, like, my past two, three months was so busy, so I just want to chill out and then get relaxed and then try to think what I should do next year. And then some people might know that I've already posted something on Facebook which said I started a new project and I've been very busy for that. And then still it's going on, so I have so many things to do, so maybe, well, I just, you know, stay at home and walk and try to think what I've done this year and then plan something new for next year, maybe. Well, but something very exciting is waiting for me in the future, and I'm quite looking forward to it, so I need to get ready for that. It's not about work, yeah, it's kind of half work, but it's kind of half my, you know, really important, really exciting thing, so I need to get ready for that as well. But at the moment I'm being very busy, so my brain is totally occupied and I can't think anything about that exciting thing, so we'll see. But I'm gonna try to think about that as well, and after that, yeah, this is really important thing for me. Finally, I mean, like, the day when this radio show is broadcasted is already like in December, so it's like a really far from this day, but then finally Bring Me the Horizon announced that they are coming to Japan next year. And so it's because of a tour, as you know, like, they released a new album called That's the Spirit, that's my favorite one, and they are coming to Japan as well, and then they're gonna perform only 3 shows in here. But then I think that's pretty much, you know, really, how to say, busy for them, because usually they come here, but like in festival, so I'm quite surprised that they say like they're gonna perform on them own, and I can see them in my most favorite venue in Japan, which is called Shinkiba Studio Coast, so I'm quite excited for that. But I don't know, I'm gonna try actually that tomorrow means like this, you know, recording day tomorrow, a ticket gonna be released, so I'm going to try to get the ticket. But in Japan, like, it's not like as soon as you apply you can get it. It's not like that here. It's like a chusen. It's like chusen.
Lottery.
Lottery. So it's not like if you apply them, you have to wait until the results come to you, and then if you can't get it, of course you have to try and that time again. But if you fail like twice or three times, then gone. You don't have chance to get the ticket anymore. So that's really sad, and that's really, you know, really difficult for me, because like, I've already said so many times, I've already said like I really love Bringing Me the Horizon now, so I really want to see them, but you know, it's gonna be really hard for me, but I'm gonna try my best. So, but even though I'm gonna try my best, you know, it's not about my trying my best, like, you know, it's about the lucky, like, it's about the luck of me, so I just want you guys to wish my luck for that. Okay, so I was talking about Christmas Day, but somehow, you know, it's time to be something important and interesting for me, but yeah, anyway, so okay, I'm gonna play today's second song first. Then I'm going to talk about Christmas in Asian countries. Okay, so this is also from Monchika, and the song is called Aozora. Enjoy it. Listening to Fresh on Radio, and that was Munchika with Aozora. Blue sky? Okay. This is fun. I mean, 楽しいですね. <Okay. laughs> Akiyoshi-san is, and Tetsuro-san and Akiyoshi-san are here now, and they're recording. And at the same time, they are playing games. Yeah, that's funny. Thank you. Right, so Christmas in Asian countries. Well, like I've already said, Christmas is like a Valentine's Day in Japan. Well, you know, I don't know why, but like people get it. Like maybe it's because like, Christmas Day is like, you know, lots of illuminations, lots of like great foods, and it's all because about present, like exchanging presents to each other. So maybe that's why Japanese people took it as like, you know, a day for couples, lovers. I don't know, maybe. But Christmas is definitely the really huge business thing in Japanese culture. So that's why maybe people just made it like as a day for couples so that then people go out, go on date, and then they spend lots of money for that. So yeah, that's how, pretty much how people spend Christmas Day here. But well, I've actually Googled what is happening in the world this day, and then I've lived in the UK, so I know how you guys spend Christmas Day in the UK. And then what was really difficult and then what I didn't like was, like, on 25th and 26th, like Boxing Day and Christmas Day, you guys don't have tube and buses, and that was very difficult for me because I didn't have a family in the UK. So, well, obviously I was sharing my flat with friends, but all my friends are going back to their home countries, and then I didn't have anyone to spend. And plus, you know, you can't choose a tube and buses to go out. So if you find something going on, like a really interesting going on, or your friends ask you to just come on and then just have fun, but you can't go because there is no way to go. Then that was really difficult for me because I felt like I was very lonely. So, well, that was the only thing which I didn't enjoy about the London life, I think. Yeah, so that's why I Googled how people spend their Christmas in their each countries. Then I think there are not so big differences between each other. I mean, like, it depends on totally regions, of course, but well, like, most of people spend their Christmas with family, and they exchange presents, of course, and have a great dinner. Yeah, so like, most of people do the same thing on 25th of December, and that's why I had to check what is going on in Korea and China on Christmas Day. And yeah, I'm gonna start with Korea. They have many Christians, so it's like a totally pretty much the same as British and American Christmas, I think. I've never been there, so I don't know, but like, as Google said, Korean people spend their time with their family, and they just stay at home and have great dinners with the family, or there are boyfriend, girlfriends, or even friends. Yeah. And in China, I think in China, I've never been there neither, so I don't know, but like, Google said, they have like so many Buddhists. So Christmas is like a kind of, not like a religion things, but it's a big event in there as well. And yeah, like in Japan, like that's a great chance for business scene, so they try to sell so many omocha, not toys, and like dinner, like a sort of restaurant, try to get a people. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so I think pretty much every country does the same thing. Well, yeah. 中東の方とかちょっとわからないですけど、はい、That's it. So, well, so I don't know. What was the funniest thing happened in my past Christmas days? なんか面白いこととかクリスマスにありましたか ？How about you guys? I don't know. I don't have anything, but 私には何もないんですけど。Did something like really.Funny things, like, 面白いこととか。
やらかしたことあ
ります。He said he did something. What is it? 何かやりました。
と、
うんうん。
私が彼女がいまして、
うんうん。So he had a girlfriend at the time.
で、クリス Christmas にうちに来ますか?
At Christmas Day, she said she wants to come to his house.
で、サメがだけ、バイクで来て、うちに来ますか?
Mm-hmm.
で、うちに来るまでの間に、僕寝ました。起きたら、彼女がぶち切れたメールを、僕に送って帰ってきた。
She said she wanted to come to his house, so, but she said like she was coming to his house by motorbike, and then while she was driving, like he fell asleep. So the door was locked, so she couldn't get in, enter. So she emailed you or called you,
I'm sleepy.
He really didn't realize that and she just gone back to home.
Sorry!
懺悔の時間じゃないですか、ここ。That's kind of like, yeah. This すごい寒い日だった。It was a very cold day, でしょ。でも雪とか降ってなかったんですか? It wasn't snowing, but it was a very cold day, so... Well, なんかわかる気がする。なんか、She was very excited and she was very looking forward to see you. すごい楽しみにしたのに。But in the end, you're just sleeping and then... それはそうだね。ちょっと怒っちゃうね。
まあ、
分
かんないですけどね。
But you stayed together. Even you... 分かんなかった。
まあ、昔です
けどね。そう、だからめっちゃ謝ったんですか
Yes.
You had to apologize so hard. Oh, so like they finally like split up, so they're not together anymore. But it was not the reason why they broke up. So that's great. Like I mean, like いいんじゃないですか。まあそんなことで別れるようなことはあんまないですからね。どうなんですか。
Japanese girl, ありますよね。
Japanese girl, but it's not about Japanese girls. I think like most of girls are like that. Like they, if they something very excited about, then boyfriends just forget about that. Then like it's so easy to get angry or something. なんか多分日本人だけじゃなくて、世界各国共通で何かあった時はそうなる。
Yes.
するんですけど。But it couldn't be a reason to break up.なんか別れる理由にはならないですよね。It could be a reason to fight. 喧嘩にはないけど、it couldn't be a reason to break up. 別れるとかだとなんかもっとこう性格の不一致とかだと思う。どうなんだ。あれじゃない。適当なこと言ってる。
経験もないですからね、僕はね。
いやいや。
Very cool.
Tetsuro is very cool. He's a gentleman.
Very cool.
So I'm sure that he doesn't do that. He's never done that before.
Why important?
So Akio-san and Tetsuro-san are best friends, so I understand what you said. Tetsuro-san is very important for Akio-san. So. I get it. Don't worry about that. なんか、そうですね。そんな感じですよね。そういうのないな。I don't have anything about this kind of like funny or something I did wrong thing on Christmas Day, I think. Yeah, like I spent like a really fun Christmas, so... なんか、どうなんだろう。これから先でもそういうのあったりするんですかね。
あるでしょう。それはあるでしょう。あるように
生
きていかないとね。
そうですね。I'm gonna try my hard to have fun in each Christmas days. Anyway. はい。どんな感じでいいですか? Is this okay?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, so, yep. That was my last monologue in 2015. So thank you for listening to Persian Radio. This is going to be the last radio show in 2015. Which means like we're not gonna have radio shows next week. And when the next time when I see you, it's gonna be a new year. So yeah, this is the final radio show. Wow, like I said in the opening, usually I think so many things in December and try to be like refresh my feelings for next year. But this year I've been very busy, so I haven't done that, and then I still can't believe that actually 2015 is about to finish. So I don't know, I feel like I still have so many things I haven't done for this year, and I'm trying to think what I haven't done, but I just can't get ideas. So maybe it's like just feelings. Actually, maybe there are no things. But well, anyway, so many things happened this year, like Undokai Fest and Halloween party, and then like 16th party, and then I met so many new people this year, and each meeting was amazing, and I just really appreciate to that these like meeting, and I am very looking forward to meet new people more and more next year, and I think I'm going to try something new on this radio show, and above all I'm trying to do something huge new projects in my life now. So I just hope that I can introduce what it is to you guys soon, and so I'm gonna try my hard anyway. So well, Merry Christmas people, and I hope that you're gonna have a lovely time with your friends or family or even boyfriend and girlfriends, and Happy New Year. I'll see you next year. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.